This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the skating rinks and the bobsled tracks and the ski slopes of the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang right now stands something completely different. The darkest building on the planet, thanks to a high-tech new color of sorts that it's been painted with. It's a little bit art installation, a little bit commerce as well. It's a pavilion sponsored by Hyundai. Cassia St. Clair is a design journalist, also the author of a book called The Secret Lives of Color. So we called her up to talk about this substance. It's called Vantablack VBX2.
Yes, so the VBX2 is kind of a spin-off of the original product, which is called Vantablack. And Vantablack is this incredible ultra-black nanostructure that can be kind of grown onto various different surfaces. And the VBX2 is a kind of spray paint version. And what this allows people to do is to apply it over a much wider area. And it's a little bit more user-friendly, I guess you'd say. But the effect is the same. It's this incredible, very deep, matte, ultra-black that absorbs over 99% of available light.
So there is this pavilion, this building at the Olympic Park in Pyeongchang. What are they doing with it? And the flip side then is, it's not like I'm going to use this to paint my bedroom, right?
Not yet.
Okay,
VBX2, while it is much more user-friendly, as I said, is still a little bit of a tricky thing to work with. And I know the team who've created this one pavilion have had all sorts of technical difficulties trying to make it last and give the effect for the full sort of 6 weeks period that the pavilion will be up. But the pavilion itself is designed by this architect called Asif Khan, who's a British architect. And his term was as punctuation, particularly when we are just sort of surrounded by light and kind of almost bombarded by it,
right.
24 hours a day. By its absence, we can create this sense of wonder and magic around light.
The Olympics being, I guess, as commercialized as they are nowadays, we have to point out that Hyundai is sponsoring this pavilion in order to promote like a fuel cell powered car or something, right? I mean, there's commerce behind this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think when you hear about something that is ultra black, it's very, very hard to conceptualize it. I myself have only seen a very small sample of it just on a piece of tin foil in a lab where they create it in the south of England. Yes, you immediately think, what would this be like sort of on a larger scale? But it is very difficult to wrap your head around it. It's a very uncanny material because it plays with your sense of depth perception, because you can't see exactly how close or far away the material is. So it's really quite an incredible thing to see that at such a large scale.
Cassia St. Clair, you've heard her elsewhere on the program. Her book is called The Secret Lives of Color. She is also by day a design journalist. Cassia, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right. That was lovely. Yeah. Now I want to see this stuff. Yeah.
I'm desperate to go out and see it. I follow the creator on Instagram, and he's been sort of out in Korea taking lots of videos and things. And it is just the most astounding thing to see it kind of at that scale, even through my iPhone screen. not quite the same, but
excellent.
I'm desperate to go out and see it.
Thanks very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.